Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
The Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show, and it is your host, Eddie Jones, Pastor Eddie Jones, President of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, and our co-host, Cousin Veronica. Hey, Cousin Veronica, how are you today all the way in Texas?
I'm doing great so far. I got rid of that headache. I thank God for that.
Well, praise God for getting rid of the headache, because that's one thing we don't need in our life is any headaches, even though every now and then we do get a headache, but thank God when they go away, you feel so much better, don't you?
Yes, you do, a whole lot better.
So, you know, to everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show. If you want to listen to the show on your phone and you want to tell somebody else to listen on their phone, just have them dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, I want you to text that to somebody, Instagram somebody, Facebook somebody, tweet somebody. And if you tweet to somebody, make sure you don't do what President Trump did and use the word Covfefe. Because Covfefe doesn't mean anything, okay? And that's what number 45 did. He was so busy tweeting, he misspelled the word. And I don't think he was trying to spell coffee either. But he sent out the word Covfefe. What do you think about that, Cousin Veronica?
That's funny, because he shouldn't be tweeting. He needs to get back and run the country.
Yes, he definitely needs to run the country. And, you know, he's not running the country like it could be ran. Matter of fact, he's the only president I know that anyone, and out of all the years that Obama, who won office twice and did a wonderful job, I never seen anybody take somebody's head like Kathy Griffin did and hold his head up and decapitate it. So he got very upset about that. And he probably told her he was going to kick her Covfefe. And I don't mean that. I don't think he meant Covfefe. I think he meant something else. But what he's done to her is he's ruined her career. And he's blackballed her, and he's called his friends and everything. And all of her shows have been canceled. All of her endorsements are canceled. She's been canceled. And I think that number 45 should not be focused on Kathy Griffin. He should be focused on economics. He should be focused on global warming. He should be focused on the security of the United States of America. And he definitely should be focused on the constituents and the stakeholders and the people of the United States of America. Cousin Veronica, what do you think about that?
I agree, because even the tried to tweet to the president in London, and he said he don't have time to be tweeting because there's more important things than being on the telephone all day.
You know, it's so important that we really have to watch number 45. He's on a mission. But with people like Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Ambassador Congresswoman Diane Watson, and other people of the government who want to see this man out of office for not doing what he's supposed to do as the President of the United States, I believe that there's a form of espionage going on. He's the only president that I know that has an affiliation with the Russian president, and he tried so hard to cover up all of his tracks on what he did to the head of the FBI. He dismissed the head of the FBI by text, not by phone call, not by visitation, not by in person, but by text. That is absurd. And he has something to hide, because if he didn't have anything to hide, he definitely would not have gotten rid of the head of the FBI by text. Cousin Veronica, what do you think about that?
I agree. I think that he shouldn't be just going around trying to get rid of people, because he's not the first president to get talked about or, you know, anything that has to do with the public. If you're in the public, are you going to get talked about, laughed about, joked about, and everything? So I think he should just go ahead on and just run the country and quit trying to focus on TV and telephone.
Well, you know what? We got to get Mr. Ed Lombard from Lombard Management on the phone. If we could dial his number, see if we can get 15 minutes for your mind, because with Mr. Number 45 doing what he's doing, we definitely need to hear from Mr. Ed Lombard. Ed, if you're listening to the show right now, call on in. We need 15 minutes for your mind. And if we could give him a call right there in the studio, why don't you see if you can reach out to Mr. Ed Lombard? And meanwhile, while we're waiting, is that you, Ed?
Yeah, Eddie, I'm on right now.
Fantastic. Ed Lombard, welcome to the show. How are you, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great. God is good, and I have no complaints, my friend.
Well, this is your segment of the show. This is your part of the show. You own this, and you take the floor and tell us what's going on. But, before you get into your 15 minutes, I know you heard what I said about number 45 and using the word Covfefe, which doesn't mean anything. I'd like to get your opinion on him and his activities and his actions before you go into your 15 minutes, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. And I'll be honest with you, Eddie and Cousin Veronica. I've been looking at the actions of number 45 over the last couple of months. And I've come to the conclusion that this man no longer wants to be the president of the United States. I figure there's no way you're going to do some of the things that you're doing so blatantly that you want to continue to stay in that office. And I also look at some of the high-powered meetings he's had with international leaders. And if you notice, the leaders that he's had meetings with, they're not our allies.
No, they're not.
These are folks that we've got borderline relationships with, but that Trump has gone in and met with, and quietly behind the scenes, he's cut deals with those countries' leaders and some of our major organizations here in the United States that are all connected to his companies.
Wow.
And Trump doesn't like living in the bubble, which is the presidency of the United States. So you live in a glass house that everyone sees everything that you do. They hear everything that you say, and they're constantly on your case. 45 thought he was going to run the country the same way he runs his companies, and he can't do that.
No. I agree with that.
So I believe he's come to the realization that it would be better for him to no longer be the president. So he's doing everything in his power to make, you know, it possible for him to be impeached. And I think he's going to do a Nixon and not only wait till to be impeached, but he's going to resign. And he's going to go back to running his companies, which he's already cut these mega deals with all these foreign entities, and this man is going to be richer than he is now. And that's just a theory, but that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
And, I agree with you, Ed, and I also think that he's going to start his show back up because he gave Arnold Schwarzenegger a chance to run his show, The Apprenticeship. And I think with him getting out of the White House, he's going to start his show back up and brag about how he was the president of the United States of America. What do you think about that,
you're right,
Ed?
I think you're absolutely right.
I want to kick his covfefe out of the White House.
Every time I see him with a foreign dignitary, they are either reading documents or they're making very political statements in a very profound way. Mr. Trump is never reading anything. He never reads anything. It's almost like he's coming off the top of his head all the time with his limited vocabulary. And compared to the other foreign dignitary that he's speaking to, he sounds like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, he sounds like a good old boy from the right wing.
Yeah, so it's a poor reflection of the United States, and I'll be glad when we can wake up from this nightmare and be done with it.
And you know what? His favorite statement that I don't like and I never will like, and I have a passion for not liking it, it's actually a pet peeve: make America great again. Okay, the only way you can make America great again is block all the people of different nationalities from being in America, except for, I hate to say it, white Caucasian people. That is his make America great again. To me, he's a Hitler. The only thing he's not saying is Hi Hitler, you know, but other than that, you know, I'll never forget being at the inauguration, and everybody came up to the mic and spoke, but when he came up, it started raining, and I knew right away that wasn't our president when it rained on his hairstyle.
Yeah. Well, he should change that slogan of his from make America great again to make Trump great again, because that's all he's really doing.
I agree. What do you think, Cousin Roger?
I hate he saying that make America great again, because America was fine with before we got them in office.
Absolutely. Yeah, about the only thing that he's actually done since he's been there is he's taken every possible opportunity he could to undo everything that President Barack Obama did.
Ed, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because the African-American woman, and I can't remember her name. Maybe we can Google that real quick. She was in charge of the White House of all the guests that come there, setting up all the appointments. He went in and he fired her after she had been there for over 20-something years.
Right.
And
well, you know, this is typical number 45. Nothing surprises me about him anymore. I know he's a very strategic individual, and I'm watching from a strategic perspective how this man is lining his pockets by making deals with foreign dignitaries, with organizations that are closely associated to his companies, and watching how he's slowly but surely creating a path for him to be impeached as the President of the United States. And I just feel
that's very interesting. You know,
and
Ed, I got to tell you, man, I want to sit in those hearings when he is impeached. I want to sit there and I want to watch it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, he won't let the impeachment go all the way through. He's going to do like Nixon did, and he's going to resign. So he's going to consider himself saving face, and he'll spin it like this. He'll say, "I was not impeached. I resigned as the president because I couldn't get done what I wanted to get done."
You know, I remember when the Titanic sank, and I remember, and you know, to me, he reminds me of the Titanic. And you know, the reason why the Titanic sunk because there was a sign that the builder of the ship put up there. And then I think that sign read, "Not even God can sink this ship."
Right.
And, right. Yes. And so I think he's like the Titanic. He has it in his mind that not even God can sink this ship. Oh, but we serve a mighty God, don't we, Ed?
Amen to that, my brother.
Amen. Cousin Veronica, well, don't we serve a mighty God?
Yes, he say he bring kings up and he bring them down, too.
And when he does come down, it will be all over the internet. Him and his co-fefe will be out the White House.
You're right.
Hey,
well,
what does co-fefe mean?
Man, you tell me. I mean, the man never ceases to amaze me. When I saw that whole tweet, I thought, oh, here we go again. Next thing you know, he's going to turn that into a Trumpism and try and create a word from it.
Right, I agree. Well, without further ado, Ed.
I got something very important I want to talk about today, guys.
Please.
Thank God to social media and Facebook. I came across a post that I'm really excited about. And it's something that I have been preaching since I first came on your show, and that is that Black America needs to develop its own businesses and its own companies, hire other Black Americans, and support each other.
Yeah.
Well, there's a young lady in Compton. Her name is Kia Patterson. And Kia and her family purchased a grocery outlet.
Yeah,
that grocery outlet is located at 2175 West Crenshaw Avenue in Compton, California. Everybody in the L.A. area, especially in Compton and Long Beach and Willowbrook and those areas, they need to, if you're ready to go buy groceries, don't go to your typical grocery store. Give this young lady some love. Let's help make this business a success on a whole nother level and show that Black people can spend Black dollars with other Black businesses. Because when you think of it, Eddie, think of it like this. If she's successful, those products have to be shipped from warehouses to her grocery store. There's Black-owned shipping companies, especially trucking companies. If she can get those guys hired to do the shipping to bring this product to her grocery stores, she just helps another black business. There's also the employees, all the employees that work in that grocery store. You got young high school kids that can go and take a job as a bagger and bagging those groceries for people and helping them bring the groceries out to their cars. That gets these kids off the street. You've got the checkers.
Wow.
At the register that, you know, check the food out and collect the money, right? Then you got the warehouseman that stores the stuff in the back of the warehouse. I mean, there's a lot of jobs associated with this. She's going to need attorneys. She's going to need an accountant. The list just goes on and on. And if you can just have black people doing every step of and every phase of that, those are jobs and opportunities and business opportunities that we weren't afforded in the past. And just imagine if from that one grocery outlet, all of a sudden they were able to open up 4, 5, 6 of those in the L.A. area. Exponentially, man, black folks benefit from this. So please, if you live in the Compton, L.A., Long Beach, Willowbrook, any of these areas in Southern California, next time you're ready to buy groceries, you go visit Kia at the grocery outlet at 2175 West Crenshaw Avenue in Compton, California.
Man, that is some amazing, pertinent information that is very much needed, and that is what we need on 15 Minutes for Your Mind. We need to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we also need to recycle black dollars. We need to economically restructure ourselves, and we need to prepare ourselves for this millennium that we're in, and it's so important that we recycle this money and build businesses in our community. I can't elaborate enough on how important it is for us to own our own businesses, build our own economic structure, become a part of this very, very rich country that has a lot of money that we're not getting our part of. We already haven't received our 40 acres and a mule, for whatever reason. We already have not received reparations, but the opportunity for us to make money is there. If we want to embark on that, let's do it as a whole, as a people, and let's get this money. Let's get these dead presidents. Let's be the million and billionaires that God has blessed us to be. And the only limit in life is the one that we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limits. Ed Lombard, go right ahead. Take the floor.
Yeah, Eddie, you're right. There are no limits in life. The only limits that we face are the ones we put on ourselves, because our God is a good God, and he's all good all the time. We have the ability to pick and choose who we will be, how we will be, and what we will be, because God gave us a free will. And with that free will, you can make any decision that you choose. Every now and then you're going to make the wrong decision. That's just a part of being human. The thing is, what do you do after you realize you made a bad decision? Do you continue along that negative path and get deeper and deeper into the problem? Do you put an end to it and wallow in your sorrow about the mistake that you made? Or do you put an end to it, pick yourself back up, rediscover who you really are, and move on in the direction that you're supposed to be in? Trusting and believing in God, allowing the Holy Spirit to be your guide and your counselor every step of the way, knowing then that you're doing that what God intended for you to do and that you're going to be blessed because you're doing it. And with that, Eddie, I'd like to say thank you again for allowing me to be on your show. I truly enjoy it, and I hope I was a blessing to someone today.
You know, you better preach that one, Preacher Ed. You really preached this morning. Thank you for that wonderful sermon net that you just dropped down on us just now, and I would like to do the benediction. May the words that are coming from my mouth be acceptable unto you, O God, my strength and my redeemer. I want to thank you, Mr. Ed Lombard. This is your segment of the show every single Monday. We look forward to getting your voice, your words, your wisdom, your knowledge, and I want to send a special blessing to your new grandchild and all your family, the wife, the children, and also to Michael and everybody else out there, to also Assemblywoman Autumn Burke. Please give my regards. And Cousin Veronica, your closing remarks.
Thank you so much for all that you said. I've had the pleasure of living in Compton after I graduated from high school, so I hope to get back out there and visit the area again.
Amen. Well, Cousin Veronica, I'm looking forward to hearing your sports segment today, because my Warriors
yes.
are looking mighty good right now.
Yes, yes,
and
my Warriors are looking fantastic.
Yeah, and I added your golf segment also, so I'm trying to keep up with golf and see how everything is going in golf now.
All right.
All right. Well, Mr. Lombard, thank you so much, Ed. We so appreciate you, man. Thank you for your segment of the show.
All right. God bless you all. Have a great week, and I'm looking forward to next Monday when we do this again.
All right.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. All right, take care. God bless. Everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show, the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show. That was our wonderful, wonderful host of the show, Mr. Ed Lombard, with 15 minutes for your mind. And if you let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind, and I mean deeply, you will want to do something about those things that you heard today on the show. We need to build economic structure. We need to continue to own our own businesses. We need to continue to be a participant in everything that goes on with making money in this great United States of America. We can't let number 45 make all the money. We need to kick his covfefe out the White House, okay? So that's our word for today. We're kicking his covfefe out the White House, whatever that means. Anyway, we got Charlotte Carpenter coming on our show. I'd like to get her on. Cousin Veronica, could you see if you can get Charlotte Carpenter into the studio with us? And she's going to come on, and she has a Juneteenth event that she throws every year, and we want to make sure we get our next guest on the show. And also we have Keith out there. Brother Keith is out there with poetry. He's going to be on our segment at some point today. And meanwhile, Cousin Veronica, do you see in the studio standing by Mrs. Charlotte Carpenter?
I'm trying to 323-636. Who's on the line? 323-636.
Hello in the 213 area code. Are you there?
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Keith?
Yes, this is Keith here.
Good morning, Keith. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fine, sir. How about yourself?
It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. We're in the month of June. We got a little June gloom going on, but overall, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. So how's things been?
Well, I'm doing fine, sir. I can't complain. Just taking it one day at a time.
Yes, one day at a time. You know that great point that you shared with us last week?
Yes, sir.
We definitely have a lot of different listeners. We have listeners from Germany, different listeners from Norway, listeners from Canada, and from all over the United States. So once we get Mrs. Charlotte Carpenter in the studio, at some point before 10, I'd like to come back to you and get you to share that poem. Can you do that for us today?
Which one? The one from last week?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no
so
problem.
Hold on, don't go anywhere. We're going to keep you on the air. Cousin Veronica, do you see Mrs. Charlotte Carpenter in the studio yet?
Okay, we're going to try 323-594, area code 323-594.
Now, that's going to be Mrs. probably Sheila Timberlake. Is that you, Sheila? Sheila Timberlake, are you there? Okay, no, that's not her. Let's move on to the next line.
Okay, caller in the 213-271 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Hi, this is Sheila. I was just listening today.
Well, Sheila, you know, we can't let you just listen. When you just came back from Vegas and you went to go see my dear, our dear friend Grady Harrell, and we want to hear a little bit about his show, Solid Gold Soul. How's it go?
The show was off the hook. He took care of my clients very well. I was out there doing a wedding, and that was their one thing that I scheduled for them and the wedding party. So we rolled in there like 10 deep, and he took the show. The show was amazing. Okay, it was amazing.
It is so amazing.
They had us dancing in our seats, dancing on the floor. He invited people to come up and dance and stuff, but you know me, I didn't go up.
Oh, wow. You know, when I was there, now everybody is listening to the show, Grady Harrell, we all went to Dorsey High School together. He's a singer extraordinaire, and he does a lot of different things. He worked on the movie about Michael Jackson's life, him and his kids. And, you know, he does a show in Vegas at Bally's, and it's called Solid Gold Soul, if you remember Solid Gold. And they do all the R&B music, and it is so amazing. I was singing a song. He called me up to the stage to do Just My Imagination, and I had a great time. And so I'm so glad, Sheila, that you all had a great time, and the show is impeccable. They got Smokey Robinson. They got James Brown. They have so many artists there, and it's wonderful. Talk a little bit more about it, Sheila.
Actually, the bride enjoyed the show so much to go back last night, but they didn't get a chance to go back because they have so many things to do. But they have Miss Dionne Warwick there. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Her mannerisms and everything were just like her. And everybody sound good, down from Smokey Robinson to James Brown. Oh, man, even the band they had was awesome. So I advise you, if you ever go to Las Vegas, you need to check that show out. It was amazing.
Man, that's
and then afterwards,
yes, and you do get to hang out with him after the show and take pictures, and that's so amazing. The show is called Solid Gold Soul. Grady Harrell and all the people involved in the show, it's at Bally's in Vegas. It starts at 7 p.m., almost every day now, so you can just call Bally's if you want more information about it. And Brother Grady, I know you're probably out there listening to the show, man. We love you, bro. God bless you, man. Sheila, I want to thank you for coming on today. I know you're always working, but hey, thank you for coming on. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
I would just like to say I heard everything you guys said about 45, and when we were driving back from Vegas, I was saying, you know, they used to say we were a stupid country because of George Bush Jr. And I used to say George Bush was the dumbest president we had. Well, no, I have to take that back. George Bush was smart. This one we have now, oh, my God, he's making America look dumb. He's not making America great. He's making America look dumb. And when we travel all over the world, they're going to be looking at us like, "Where you guys allow him to run your country? You must be just as dumb as him." And I will say, no, we're not.
And you know what? We have to kick his covfefe out the White House, okay?
I can't wait for him to go, okay? I'm not afraid of him, but I can't wait for him to go.
Well, since he created the word covfefe, I'm going to use that throughout the show and every show to remember never to forget that we have to get his covfefe out the White House. What do you think about that, Sheila?
I said get his covfefe out the White House. Get his covfefe
out the White House.
Get him off TV.
Cousin Veronica, what do you got to say about getting his covfefe out the White House?
You know, I'm all for it, too. I can't wait till he's out of there, too. I mean, I'm just like, I can't wait. You know, they're supposed to start that, the guy's supposed to start the trial this week to speak against him. So I'm hoping he tells the truth so we can get rid of him.
Oh, this is gonna be some hot water with the FBI, the head of the FBI, testifying against President Covfefe.
And I don't judge anyone. I don't have a sour bone in my body. for anyone, but I truly, truly just like everything this guy has done and everything he stands for.
He's not our president. He is not our president, and he wants
never
to make America great again.
You never heard me say that word, okay?
Yes, he's not our president. He's number 45, Covfefe.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And we want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
No, go ahead, Sheila. Take the floor. Go right ahead.
No. I was going to say I'd like to bid you guys farewell because I am at work. I heard you calling my name, so that's why let me go and let him know I am here, but just as a listener. But thank you for letting me on and having my say.
Well, you have a wonderful day. Cousin Veronica, what do you got to say?
Thank you again and your amazing dream team.
Thank you. Thank you, you guys, too. Have an amazing show, both of you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, all right? All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Brother Chief, to everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Park Radio Show, the Eddie Jones Park Radio Show. We have callers to call in, and we call people too. Yeah. Sheila, thank you for coming on the show. We know you're still listening. Want to send a shout-out to everybody listening to the show right now. Want to send you nothing but love right now, all the way from the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show, wherever you are right now. Just want to send you nothing but love, respect, and honor. Okay, so here we go. Keith, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm here.
Charlotte Carpenter. Okay, Charlotte Carpenter, if you can hear me, call on in now. We need you on the show to do your segment, about Juneteenth. And we need her. Do you see her in the studio on standby?
But Captain Dr. Gerald Higginbotham's in.
Well, hold on, Brother Keith. Cousin Ronica, do you see her in the studio?
I have a 314-581 area code.
That's Captain.
Let's try
Dr.
that 314.
How are you, my brother?
He's a captain.
I'm sorry, who is it?
This is Captain Dr. Gerald Higginbotham from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a friend of Charlotte Carpenter. She told me to call in. We're going to be doing some things down there in a bit of Mississippi together. So I'm calling in at her request.
Oh, praise God.
How you doing,
now tell us your name again. You got to say that a little bit louder. Say your name again.
My name is Gerald Higginbotham. I'm a captain with American Airlines.
Gerald, welcome to the
friend.
Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show. Welcome to the show, Gerald. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I am too blessed to be depressed and too anointed to be disappointed.
And what
I
city?
I like that.
Say hello to Cousin Veronica. Cousin Veronica, say hello to Mr. Hickenbacher. Gerald.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's my blood? How are the saints of the Most High God doing?
It's a blessing to have a pilot on the show.
That's right. But I'm also a businessman too. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, South Central LA, but I live in St. Louis, Missouri, close to the Ferguson, Missouri area.
That is fantastic. So, Brother Gerald, what all do you fly?
I fly the McDonnell Douglas Super 80 aircraft. It's about 146 passengers and 151 total with my crew, and it's kind of like it's a former McDonnell Douglas. It was made there in Long Beach. T-tail jet, twin engine on the tail.
That is amazing. That's amazing, brother. That's fantastic.
But I've flown the 757 jet, Boeing 757 jet, the Boeing 767, and I am currently flying captain on the Super 80 aircraft with American Airlines.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
But
wow.
I'm one of the local homeboys. I'm originally from Los Angeles, went to Morningside High School and Cal State Northridge, and I've been on a mission since the night Dr. King was assassinated, to help fix the problems in our community. So I've been laser-focused, and we've developed a bottom-up model that will address the issues that have locked us into the lowest level of a real-life Monopoly game as a people.
And you know what? That is such that statement is so applicable to what Mr. Ed Lombard was talking about with 15 Minutes on Your Mind. Were you able to hear that segment, Gerald?
No, I didn't. I just pulled up on my Facebook page, and I saw a blast out there from Charlotte about, come on your show. This is a good brother. And so I just said, I know Charlotte is a serious sister, and so I said, let me come on
yes,
the show just to say hello to my brother and sisters on his line to add value to him, if all possible.
We are honored. We're honored to have you on the show right now. This is the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show, and you're welcome on anytime. This is a civil rights talk show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, and human rights. I'm a pastor, and, you know, I do civil rights, and I've been doing that for the last 20 years. And Cousin Veronica is a nurse, and she works in a nursing field, but she's also the producer of the show and the co-host of the show. So, Gerald, without further ado, what's on your mind right now, Gerald? What do you want to share?
Well, I've been on a mission since the night Dr. King was murdered, and so I've helped to I've launched the Life More Abundant Movement. The Life More Abundant Movement. I've had the opportunity, and I'm talking to your guests that Einstein said you can't solve a problem at the same level in which it was created. You got to go back to the beginning. The Lord has blessed
right.
me with the opportunity to. I've had the opportunity to speak before the House of Lords of London, and I went up to Liverpool, England. And I really saw what happened, how we got in the condition that we're in today as a people. Our
mm-hmm.
groups don't know our history. And failure to know your history,
yeah.
a lesson not learned is soon repeated till you learn it. And so I got
right.
over there and I saw what happened, how the Liverpool British bankers spooled up slavery from Liverpool here in America. And they sent like 1.6 million slaves to the America, and 400,000 of that 1.6 million came to the United States. For the seven southern states. And the whole sole purpose was to send pick that cotton. They needed some strong folks to work the field because we didn't have no John Deere equipment back then. It was our ancestors that picked the cotton, and the cotton got put on Liverpool boats and shipped to Liverpool for processing. So it was slavery was strictly a business to help Liverpool fund the rich folks over there. And so being over there, I recognized two things that we had to do immediately when I got back to America. Number one was to address the identity piece because we've been called slaves, colored, Negro, black, now African-American. Which one is it and why so many name changes? That was the question. And the reason why was to cover the shame and the crime of slavery because it was a crime against humanity. So they let us change our name every 25, 50 years. Our group don't know who they are, but we are Americans. I'm American. I'm a descendant of American slaves. That's my ethnicity.
Now, Brother Gerald, hold that thought right there. Hold that thought. Not only that, every 10 years we have to renew our civil rights bill. That is ridiculous. It's redundant. It's unbelievable. And it's completely absurd that we have to renew our civil rights bill. Now, go right ahead.
We're going to fix that. We're going to fix that because, see, we've been focusing on civil rights and we haven't been focusing on equal status. They're two total different things. So we're off course, and I know as a commercial airline captain, you can be one-tenth of a degree off course. You're not going to arrive at your destination. So we've been focusing on the wrong thing. We have to focus on equal status. The second thing that I saw that we had to do, we had to address the economic piece because, see, our people was the first thing sold on Main Street, the slaves. But Main Street represents Wall Street. And I tell brothers and sisters, if a drive got you up into an enclosed garage, you get out of the garage, you're going to have to use the same process that got you up in it. We're going to have to use Wall Street. So now we have our own currency. We have our own cryptocurrency. And I'm so excited about it because I'm looking at it right now. It just jumped from 4 pennies up to 12 cents a coin. 800% increase just in the last hour. Phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
Eddie, I'm on a mission to raise up 1 million millionaires over the next 12 to 36 months to move our people from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, and power. And see, our group,
okay, now,
we've been locked in.
Now, Brother Gerald, what I'd like to do is, because we're cutting the show kind of short today, unfortunately, you guys. But, you know, next week we'll be right back on Monday again. We normally do 2 hours, but today we're only doing an hour. And so we're down to that last 15 minutes, and we got to get two things done. One is our sports segment. But I want you to come back next week, Gerald, because if you want to raise millionaires, I want you back on our show so we can talk about how to become the millionaires that we all should be. And that's what Ed Lombard talked about earlier, about our economic situation. That's what I brought to the front today. That was our main topic. Besides number 45, saying the word Covfefe, I mean, you know, which is another topic. But give us your closing remarks, Brother Gerald.
If they want to learn more about what we're doing, they can go out to my personal website, www.drgerald.net, drgerald.net, or they can go out to the Goldcoin website, www.gldcoin.com.
I really appreciate that, Brother Gerald.
Yes, they do.
Cousin Veronica, Gerald. Cousin Veronica, can you say something to Brother Gerald before he goes?
Well, can you come back on the show next week, since I'm the producer and I can give you my information? You can come back on next week. That way you can tell us more about what your ventures are.
Oh, it'd be a privilege, pleasure, and my honor to help move the people to the wealthy place. It is a turn in the same time. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, Brother Gerald, one more time, Gerald, before you go, give out your information one more time.
You can visit my website, www.drgerald.net. Or you can visit the Goldcoin website, www.gldcoin.com.
All right, Gerald, thank you so much, and continue to listen to the show on the line. We're so happy that you came on. But in the essence of time, we got to move to the next segment. Thank you so much,
Peace
brother.
Peace and blessings to you.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week on the show live. To everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show, the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show. Brother Keith, are you in the studio with us still?
Yes, sir.
Brother Keith, without further ado, let's hear that poem that you have for us really quick. Let's hear that wonderful poetry.
It's called Choose to Forgive. When you choose to forgive and walk in love, pain will also dissolve. Then inner healing can manifest itself to restore us back to normal. Then there'll be no need to victimize ourselves based on how we feel, because we'll be choosing to walk in our freedom where we'll have inner peace. So we must choose to forgive and walk in love so we wouldn't retain the pain, because unforgiveness is like cancer and can eat us up alive. And we must give ourselves time to mentally adjust and not carry the weight of the cross, because the price has been paid, the victory is won, and forgiveness frees us to love.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. That was a beautiful, amazing, and I do mean amazing, poem. And we really thank you, Brother Keith. Thank you so much. And would you like to say a few words before you go, Brother Keith?
Well, you know, I just thank God, you know, for the privilege to be on the show and being able to express myself about having to choose to forgive, because I believe that in our black communities we have done ourselves so much wrong that now we have to rise to another level and choose to forgive one another. We have to choose
Amen.
To walk in love.
Wow, praise God, from whom our blessings flow. Thank you, Brother Keith. Cousin Veronica, say a shout-out to Brother Keith real quick.
Thank you so much for that poem. It goes along with the sermon at the Pastor's Church in Houston about our Christian commission. And one of the things is that, you know, if we can love God, and how can we hate, you know, love God who we haven't seen, but we hate the people that we do see. So we do have to learn forgiveness. So thank you so much for that poem.
Thank
that
you
was
very
amazing.
Much.
You're welcome. That was amazing. To everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show. Normally we would go 2 hours, but today I have some very important civil rights meetings and different things that I have to do today. So we're going to cut the show short today, but we'll be back next week, and we're going to have 2 hours for your mind next week, 2 hours on the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show. And we can't wait until next week. But without further ado, it is time for the sports report. Cousin Veronica, take the floor.
And I know y'all couldn't wait for this, so y'all can just shout out for the Golden State Warriors, who's 2-0 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they won 132-113 on yesterday. So I know everybody couldn't wait to hear that too, so they can shout out to Golden State Warriors.
Go Golden State!
And then also for Ed's part of the doctor show, I put on, they had another tournament. It seemed like they have tournaments every week. So this week they had the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. It was founded by Jack Nicklaus, who was on the scene to see Jason Duffner win his fifth PGA Tour victory. So that's for our golf segment of the show. But then we got more to the NBA. Derek Fisher, who was coach for the New York Knicks and also played for the Los Angeles Lakers, was arrested for DUI because he flipped over his car in Los Angeles on yesterday. So I don't know, Ed, if you heard about that. And then also Tiger Woods was arrested last week for the driving while intoxicated.
Yes, I did. I heard about both of those guys, and I hope they really get their act together. I feel bad for them, but when you are a sports person or whatever, you are an example for everybody in the community. You're under the microscope because everybody's watching you, including the media and TMZ too. So I hope that something positive and productive comes out of that, and wish him a lot of blessings. Anything else on the sports report before we go? Because, Veronica, you're going to play our favorite song tonight, today on the show here, and we're going to let you close out the show today. I got to run inside of a meeting, everybody. I love you all. God bless you all. This is a wonderful, beautiful show, the Eddie Jones Talk Radio Show, And, of course, we're going to close out with our song, What's Going On, but we're not going to do that until we say thank you to all of our wonderful guests. I want you to know that the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Go ahead, our cousin Veronica, take the show over, close it out, and our favorite song, What's Going On, because while the song is playing, I want you to think about what's really going on. What's going on? God bless you guys. Cousin Veronica, take it over.
Okay, I'm going to check with one more person that came in on the show today. Call in the 901-618 area code.
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte,
hello.
Oh, my gosh, there you
God
are.
God bless you guys.
Okay, now, Cousin Veronica, how about if you just take the show over from here and let Charlotte Carpenter just talk for a little while. You guys go ahead on and do your thing. How about that?
Okay.
God bless you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Okay.
You have a blessed day, too.
We'll close out the show once you can tell us all about what's going on in Mississippi Delta and tell us about what's happening for Juneteenth.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Cousin Veronica? God bless you today.
I'm glad you also your friend came on, Captain Gerald Higginbotham.
Dr. Gerald is going to be one of our guest speakers at the Juneteenth this year. I thank God that he has agreed to, and he's sponsoring his own trip. Thank God for that, because, of course, our funds are limited, and God has blessed him to, you know, want to come out and share with us how we can build our wealth. And my goal is to bring information and awareness to the people in my community. And I don't want to hold you guys up. And I had a meeting myself this morning with the Commonwealth newspaper, so it kind of took me a little late. I had an interview, and so I couldn't get in here early, but I'll be on next week. And I just want to invite everybody that can come out Saturday, June 17th, at Itabena, Mississippi. And I'm praying and believing God that Cousin Veronica, you and Brother Eddie can probably somehow make it down there, so Brother Eddie can speak to our people and help me to coordinate a movement.
Well, I know I won't be able to this year because I've kind of got behind on funds. I just got my car out the shop, so thank God for that because it's
yes, ma'am.
Like having your own transportation for one. So
yes, ma'am.
I hope next year I'll be able to come out there and or either what, any other function that you may have in Mississippi because we've been there before we drove through there going to Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I plan to do many things. I got the farmer's market and the flea market coming together, so we'll talk about that another time. I don't want to take up your time. And next week I'll let you know. I got approved the rural development in USDA, though. Thank God for that. So we're going to be getting some funds to help me to build the flea market, the farmer's
okay.
market.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for inviting Captain Higginbotham. And we will see both of you on the show next week because we want him to let us know more about what he does also. And then that way people will know when they come out to your function for Juneteenth what his part is in being in your show.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. And y'all have a blessed day. And you're on
God
the Eddie Jones Jr. Talk Radio Show. You can go on, and we have the on-demand. Instead of them saying archive, now you can go on-demand, and you can download the show also. blogtalkradio.com/Eddie Jones Jr. _production Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Held us.